This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan, together with T. Xiao Yik and Lim Soo Ann. As always, we have two stories for you today. First up, Malaysia chalked up a first recently when Kuala Lumpur-born writer Rene Pillay became the first Malaysian to be awarded the Nickel Screenwriting Fellowship from Hollywood. Mm. So this is an award that's administered by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. So that's actually the same body that runs the Oscar every year, so it's a pretty big deal.
It is. And Rene was among five winners who were awarded the honour back in November last year, where they each received a $35,000 prize and had their work brought to life through live readings by Tyrese Gibson, Rosa Salazar, Amanda Stenberg, and Wes Studi.
And so the Academy Nickel Fellowships in Screenwriting is an international screenwriting competition that was established to identify and encourage talent new screenwriters. So it was founded in 1986 by Guy Nickel, widow of Hollywood producer Don Nickel. Don produced classic sitcoms like The Jeffersons, Three's Company, and All in the Family. Mm-hmm. So since its founding, there have been hundreds of fellowships given out.
And for the 2019 fellowship, which Rene won, the Academy received more than 7,300 scripts from around the world, from which only 12 finalists were selected and finally narrowed down to the lucky five winners. Mm-hmm. And these five winners were announced in November in Beverly Hills last year, and they had excerpts of their scripts being read out loud at the ceremony. And so in Renee's case, her script excerpt was presented by Rosa Salazar, Amanda Stenberg, and Wes Studi.
And as part of the fellowship, winners will receive guidance from Academy members as they complete a feature-length screenplay during their fellowship year. So the Academy further says that it doesn't acquire rights to the screenwriter's work and doesn't involve himself commercially in the completion of the scripts as well. Mm.
So this is actually a pretty prestigious opportunity for a budding screenwriter. So as I said earlier, it is awarded by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the very same body that runs the Oscars. Mm-hmm. So it really does put you in connection with the top tier of the Hollywood film industry. Mm. And previous alumni of the Nickel Fellowship include Pulitzer Prize-winning author Jeffrey Eugenides, Oscar-winning screenwriter Susanna Grant, who wrote Erin Brockovich, Aaron Kruger, who wrote three of the Transformers movies, Mike Rich, who wrote Cars 3 and Finding Forrester, as well as on a more sort of current note, Destin Daniel Cretton, who's Just Mercy, which stars Michael B. Jordan, is currently getting some excellent critical reviews. Mm. So we did manage to speak to Rene Pillay herself about just about winning this and how she's feeling. Mm. And I started off by asking her what was her reaction when she heard that she had won the Nickel Fellowship.
Oh my goodness, I don't know if you've seen, this is actually online as well, I don't know if you've seen the YouTube video of how they actually told us.
No, I haven't.
Oh, I think it'd be great if you watch that, because it was, I think to a certain degree, it was so surreal, and it was utter disbelief at that point, and they captured that, sadly, on Skype video, and it's out there now on the internet. And I think you can tell because at the very end, I'm still going like, wait, you mean that I'm a fellow now? I actually won? I couldn't believe it.
Mm. How did you apply for this fellowship in the first place? I mean, how did you hear about it? What was the process?
I first heard about it on a screenwriting forum online because I was looking through lists of screenwriting competitions internationally that were online, and every listing had the Nickel Fellowship as on the top of the list. And honestly, I didn't think this was something that I would be good enough for, or I would be able to do. But then I found out how they actually select their fellows, and it's amazing. It's completely blind. You submit your screenplay to the Academy online, and they don't know who you are, where you're from, nothing about you. It's just based purely on the work.
Mm.
And that gave me a lot of confidence or encouragement to do, because then I realized that all I had to do was just write something that spoke to me and hopefully would speak to others.
Mm. And what is your own background when it comes to screenwriting? I mean, have you been doing this for long? What brought you to doing it in the first place?
Well, I've loved movies my whole life. Like, just love movies. And I guess I've loved writing for about the same amount of time, I think, since I was 5. But I actually did not get into screenwriting, especially film screenwriting, until about, I think, 8 years ago. The thing is, I've never been to film school. I've never taken a writing class. So this was just me trying to teach myself how to write for film. And I think the first 2 years, it was just about studying, just about reading as many screenplays as I could, watching as many movies, and just writing a lot. And I was really bad when I started. I was so awful. And I asked my friends to read it, and then I have to apologize to them for asking them to read it because it was just so bad. But in all honesty, it was only 3 years ago that I started writing in earnest by myself, and that's why I have like 3 screenplays that I've written.
Written but not filmed.
No. Everything is like spec scripts, speculative scripts that I wrote, and no, not produced. I'm unproduced in terms of film.
And what is the impact of winning something like the Nickel Fellowship, you know, particularly for someone from Malaysia?
I think the impact of the significance of the Nickel Fellowship is incredibly far-reaching. I had an idea. I thought I had an idea of what it was like or what it would be like, but the reality far outstrips whatever I could imagine. To give you some history of the Nickel Fellowship, it's actually been around for 34 years.
Mm.
And the reason why I guess it makes the top of the list of every aspiring screenwriter's dream is because it's actually run by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Right, yes.
Which are the people who, you know, do the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's the prestige of it. But it was actually started by Don and Guy Nickel, after which the fellowship is named. And Don was a writer who, back in the 80s, thought that, you know, there's so many writers out there who aren't being given a chance. And this was a way, because he was already an established writer, producer at that time, to give back to the community, to be able to nurture emerging screenwriters, to find them. And sadly, both he and Guy, his wife, are no longer with us. I think Guy passed in the 90s. And their legacy lives on, though. And what the Nickel Fellowship does for you is, first of all, it opens up so many doors. It gives opportunities to people who would not ordinarily, people like me from all the way from Malaysia to Hollywood. It gives you so much opportunities that you would never have imagined, like just being able to go there and meet people and gosh, it's talking about it now is reliving it is so surreal. But it's an entire program, which is run by the amazing Joan Y, who runs the Nickel Fellowship. And when you're selected and you go there, even before, I'm sorry, it's so disjointed what I'm saying.
No, don't worry about it. It must be, you know, such a sort of, yeah, like you said, surreal experience.
Yeah, because even before you're named a fellow, because it is something like a competition in much of the way that I guess the Oscars are. But even as a finalist, because when there were 12 finalists this year, the minute that you reach that stage, your contact details are sent out to the industry in Hollywood. Mm. And you start getting emails and requests and contacts from all sorts of people, from managers and agents and producers and production companies and even Academy members. And these are people who've either been nominated or have won Oscars. And they contact you, and there's a lot of interest already in you. And then when you become a fellow, it's just, it's quadrupled. it just becomes so much more. So these are things that, that I think aspiring screenwriters from anywhere in the world would dream of, because it's the opportunity to actually get a start in your career.
On a global scale.
On a global scale, exactly, because this is an international. You submit, there's submissions from all over the world. That's why there's so many. There's thousands and thousands of submissions every year.
So that, your screenplay is called Boy with Kite.
Yeah.
Could you tell us what it's about?
Well, it's really about, it's a very, on the surface, a very simple story about a fractured family of a painter, and she's an artist, a fine artist, who's quite world-renowned, except that she's from a rural part of, and it's set in the States, a rural part of the States, who's very unforgiving person because of certain life choices that she's made. And then suddenly her life is upended because she inherits this little boy who's very odd, who doesn't speak, who's got baggage of his own. And they have to find a way to communicate and to find the redemption that they both desperately need.
Mm.
And some of the other themes are also, because it is about art, it's about the sacrifice that people have to make. And what is needed from an artist to pursue their craft. So these are the multiple themes that are woven into that story.
And what comes next for you? I mean, now that you've won this fellowship and you're getting all of this interest, do you have sort of a roadmap ahead?
Yes. It's pretty much right now, yes, there's a lot of interest. I've met with several representatives, like managers, people who want to manage you. So that's something that I've got to decide on pretty soon. Boy with Kite has already attracted attention from executive producers, actors, directors. And so it's, we're in the stage, and that's why I told you, yeah, the two time zone things, because we're still working out how we can put this project together.
Mm-hmm.
And in discussions with potential managers, like I said, I've written a couple of other scripts. Those are getting interest as well. So I think moving forward is I have to decide on management and getting my work out there and finding more work.
That was Renee Pillay, who is the first Malaysian to win the Nickel Screenwriting Award from Hollywood.
And just to add, the four other fellows who won the Screenwriting Award as well were Aaron Chung's Princess Vietnam, Karen McDermott's Lullabies of La Jaula, Sean Malcolm's Mother, and Walter McKnight's Street Rat Alley Punches Her Ticket.
Oh, that one sounds interesting.
So, I mean, I'm very excited, and I hope that, you know, at some point we actually get to see Renee's screenplay make it to the screen, because that would be quite something, huh?
It would be. And I mean, well done to Renee. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been such a, I mean, can you imagine, from 7,300 scripts, you know, she's one of the five deserving winners.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still going to be, by the sound of it, quite a long and tough road ahead for her.
Yes. And with Hollywood, I mean, there are lots of scripts that get commissioned, and then the journey to actually making it on screen can actually take years.
That's right.
But still, this is a great start. Congratulations, Renee, and we hope to see more from you.
That's right.
So we do need to take a quick break, but we'll leave you first with See You at the Movies by Jay Maskus, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.